My question is, if consciousness is manifesting itself through us, do we have a choice, or are we living under the illusion that we have a choice? And can you explain it from the perspective of we as an I am, and we as in the thinking mind?
They're two separate questions. Ask the first question again. Do we have a choice,
or are we under the illusion that we have a choice?
You're under the illusion that you are a finite mind that may or may not have a choice. What was the second question?
When I say, do we as in I am, and we as in the thinking mind perspective.
What's the difference between those two?
Not the difference, the perspective of whether we have a choice or not.
I don't get the relation with your second question about choice in relation to I am.
The first question is, do we have a choice when I'm referring to as the I am, the being? The second part is the thinking mind, the unconscious one. Does he think that he has a choice?
Yes, the thinking mind... the thinking mind has choices and makes choices. Would you like tea or coffee? I'd like tea. That's a choice that the mind makes. But the mind is not, strictly speaking, an entity that may or may not have free will or make choices. It is the activity of thinking and perceiving. There's no actual entity there. There's no independently existing entity called the finite mind. The character that you dream yourself to be at night. There's no real character there. There's no entity there. The entity is the activity of your own mind. So there is an activity of choosing, but there's no actual chooser.
And when we talk about the I am, because the universe is manifesting itself through us, so do we actually have a choice if we're just the manifestation of the consciousness?
It's the same question, that there is no individual entity there who may or may not have a choice. Does the dreamed character that you seem to be in your dream have a choice about what he does on the Caribbean beach? That there is no real dreamed character there who may or may not have a choice. It's all the activity of your own mind. It's all the freedom of your own mind. So the freedom, we feel we have the choice. We feel we have free will. But that is the free will that we, the finite mind, feels that it has is an echo of the only real freedom there is, which is the freedom of consciousness, echoing in our mind and being experienced as personal free will. So personal free will is an illusion, but it's not unreal. It's an illusion, it's not what it appears to be, but it is real. There is a reality to it. There is something true about our belief that we have free will. What is that? It is the fact that our true nature, consciousness, is pure freedom. And therefore there is something real about our intuition that we have free will. When we assign that free will to an individual, that's the illusory part of it. Does that
make sense? Yes.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.